Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
Good morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy Tuesday. Welcome in the Morning Hookup. Bill Hooks, Will Wilson, hanging out with you for a couple hours. A lot of fun today. A lot of fun. Program announcement. You don't want to miss it. Jameson Wells, special edition on a Tuesday. We caught up with Jameson just momentarily. Just briefly. Just minutes ago.
Yes.
Right? Just minutes ago. So around 9:20, we'll have Jameson Welch. He would not be on tomorrow. Jameson Welch, basketballnews.com at 9:20.
He's a busy man.
He is a busy man, and we will pivot and do what we do to get Jameson to hang out with us when we can every week.
That's right.
Also, shout out Raph. Happy birthday, my guy.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
How old is he, 40?
Boy, have you seen him? Don't talk about his age.
He looks young.
He does look young. 40, 38. He'll tweet us. He'll text me.
No, he doesn't even look 30 yet.
Happy birthday, my brother.
He's in good shape.
He is. Hope there's a lot of fairways and greens, birdies and stogies and beverages in your day.
Stogies and bogeys, my favorite.
That's right. Enjoy that day, my brother. So, also a celebration today for me. It's the last day of drop-off. School over.
Nope. Nice.
Over.
That's a big day for you.
Over.
No more drop-off.
I saw a lot of smiles.
Yeah.
The parents leaving the parking lot this morning.
That coffee tastes good today, parents. Huh?
Yes. Extra shot in your coffee. I don't mean espresso, probably.
No, but it's different, though, because a lot of parents, their kids are not done yet. Right?
Some are. Some are. It depends on the school. I know some schools, like the private sector versus the public sector, I think there's one more day. LPS, I could be wrong.
I think you're right. It's usually the 3 days
and
of
like
the first
I know,
week.
My daughter has one more day of finals tomorrow, so she's not done.
Yeah,
my two boys are done.
That is exciting.
That means no more waking up early in the morning. Your summer is going to start soon. I don't have to deal with it
until summer goes by and you're
whatever.
Back so parents have
I'm
summer
good.
Too. Like that's the one thing I always thought about is once you're out of school. Summer is kind of meaningless, right? Because you have a job.
Summer is
you have a job year round. It means less than it did in school because you're off school.
Summer
you're
means
going
nothing
on,
to a parent. Means nothing. It just means the headaches of waking your kids up, talking about whatever breakfast.
Yeah.
What time we're leaving for school? What's the plan today?
So much
yelling at and talking to people you don't want to even engage with in a drop off line or whatever. You just say you're. Oh, yeah. You don't mean it. Raph said, thanks, boys. 28.
20, what did I say?
For life.
What did I say? Dude looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. So the drop-off line pleasantries, they can go away.
It's done with for
done
now.
Done
for now. Enjoy your summer hooks.
Done for now. Well, like you said, as adults and you're a working person, you don't get summers are nothing.
Yeah, but you could, you still kind of try.
Yeah,
to
you just get rid of all the other stuff in the morning.
Well, you just feel better. You know, you're happier. It's mm-hmm. warmer. You can do other things. You know, you drink more. Yeah, well, it's better. You can still treat it like summer. It just doesn't have the same implications of, of school. It was better in school.
Well, definitely. It's always, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about, like, sleeping in.
Oh, yeah, man.
We can get up whatever.
Not doing
whatever.
A damn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Until you're 16, then you got to get a job.
Yeah, then it's over.
Yeah.
So. Boy, we got a lot to get to today. We are going to talk about balloons. How upset people are, maybe not. I got some fun stuff for that. Trev did. He was on the Sports Nightly. There's a lot of other stuff in there that we'll also try to get to. Jameson Welch, I said, in about 15 minutes. basketballnews.com. What's trending? Well said. Brian Monson, huskerline.com. A lot of stuff going on, man.
Yes. Woo. Some more.
We don't know. Maybe we got a wide receiver, but we don't.
You know, Texas, they've been weird. The media down there has been weird the past few weeks.
I don't know what's going on.
We're not jumping ahead on anything.
Unless I missed it, I have not seen an official announcement.
From?
Like the video. Maybe they're editing the video.
Yeah, what's his first name? Is it Marcus? Marcus Washington?
Yes, there you go.
Yeah,
don't
Texas
know. We've seen reports.
Well, we've talked about it on the show. I've asked Brian about him.
Yeah.
Like, we know about this kid. He's on the radar. I saw a tweet yesterday saying he was going to commit. It wasn't from Washington. It wasn't from him.
Somewhere else. So
yeah,
we don't know.
Hopefully we get a word today.
Maybe we'll ask Brian Munson about that.
Brian would know.
Yeah, he'll know.
He's a sharp.
He's the guy.
He's a recruiting sharp.
He'll know. Also, two more chances. We're down to 2, 4, 6 chances to get Redshirt on our show. Our show. Two more chances. You also are down to 3 days to go to ESPNLincoln.com. and register the once a day time.
Yeah.
You're also down to 3 days to get your butts over to Capitol Patio and Flame Shop, get your stuff and register.
By the way, you see what Troy's been doing?
Getting in every day and tweeting it out.
Tweeting it out.
Yes.
Getting those extra bonus entries.
Yeah. And that drawing is going to take place in a couple days. The boss lady is going to draw. At some point, we got to get in there and get all the entries out of the other stations.
Yeah.
And just hide them.
I know. So if you haven't got in yet, call in today. More chances. This could be your day. Could be your day.
So, all right, let's kick it. Here we go. Biggest news probably of all of yesterday. Nebraska AD Trev Alberts. No balloon tradition in Memorial Stadium in 2022. With the increased difficulty of getting helium, the university administration asked the athletic department to save the helium that they get from the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Trev said the university has had many conversations about the environment impact of balloons, poor birds, tradition as well. He said the athletic department, Department of Marketing and Fan Experience are working to keep their tradition alive.
It's finally happened. We've talked about it for months.
I think it's because of the number of times we had to hold the balloons until like the second quarter, it felt like.
Yeah, that might
be
part of it.
It's a long time to hold balloons with a bad offense.
Yeah, and it gets annoying, too, like when you're sitting behind somebody with them. Like, it gets in your face. It gets in the way.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of boring.
Good point.
And why are there more adults upset at this than there are probably kids?
Wait, people are upset
about it? I'm sure there's a lot of people who can be upset about it. It's your tradition. It's another one. Like, think about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know?
It's unique. No other school really does that.
They are trying to work on something trying to do something to keep it alive without the physical balloons, like something on the digital boards or something to designate to keep it alive. So they're working really hard for something for the future, okay? But you won't physically be getting those balloons.
All right, so hear me out.
Are you okay?
Well, hear me out.
Adrian Martinez leaves and we could lose balloons, thanks.
Yeah, we could blame him for that. Here's what you do. Like, they're trying to say how they could keep doing this, trying to figure out a way to keep doing it. You get a big net, like the biggest net in the world, and you get 4 helicopters, right, on each corner.
Okay.
And then you just, you know, they're holding the net above Memorial Stadium. Then when you let all the balloons go, the net catches all the balloons.
Yeah, I said it couldn't be, like, inside the stadium.
Well, or you just get a dome.
Yeah, Justin said, I've heard because of the tradition ending with the balloons, we'll now be throwing hot dogs up in the air after the first one scored. Yeah.
No, it's got to be something. Like,
right?
Once we get beer, you know.
I mean, something.
I just don't know.
Are people really upset? Are they upset? Are you upset? If you're upset or if you don't really care, call us. 402-466-3776, 402-466. ESPN, you can tweet at us your analysis on the balloon tradition gone. At ESPN Hooksy, at Willie on the radio.
I kind of find it hard to believe that people are going to be irate and, like, mad about this. I'm sure people are disappointed, right? Because it is a tradition that's been around forever. Whenever you change something like that, it's kind of sad. But I don't think people are mad.
No, I don't know, I bet. By the way, Justin also tweeted when we were talking about summers as an adult. He said, there's two of them. He said, it's pretty much the equivalent of working on your birthday. Summer for adults.
Yeah.
And he said, summer doesn't exist when you grow up, buddy.
Yeah. No, I'm starting to
I just don't know. I think
that
it came out and people were like, whoa. finally happened. There were a lot of people cheering. A lot of people cheering.
Yeah, well, see, a lot of people don't like them.
Environmental.
And here's the other thing,
too. I'm not going to make fun of or get into the environmental effects. I'm not smart enough to dig into a bird eating a balloon or a balloon ending up in South Dakota. I don't know, okay?
It's the that's like 20% of it. The other part is just not wanting to be canceled. Like, just know, we all know what the environment we live in today is like.
You can't say it.
Yet all of these different organizations telling us to stop, right? I mean, there's several campaigns targeting us about the balloons and what it's doing to the environment. Like, that's not a good look for a public university. So I get it. Like, we don't want to be canceled. And I guess if you wanted to keep this going, then you might get canceled too. So, I mean, it's the world we live in today.
Don't talk about the balloons on the radio.
I really think 70% of this is us not wanting to get canceled by all these environmental groups.
I'm not talking about it. That's why I'm not smart enough either. They've done all the research.
Maybe they have it. And maybe there was very minimal research. Maybe all it took was,
regardless,
we can get sued.
Regardless, we won't have balloons. When we score, at what point in time we score a touchdown, we won't have balloons.
No balloons.
There you go.
And you know what? Maybe this is a good thing.
Sure.
People always say we're like cursed. There's something going on with the program. You think the balloons were the curse? Maybe. I don't know.
You think that's the case?
All I know is if we win this, if we make the Big Ten championship this year, then I think I got a case.
I've taken my kids to a number of football games. I've missed one home game since 01. I've never had a balloon in my hand.
Have you?
Never.
When I was a kid, yeah.
Never.
When I was a kid, I would.
Never. No, no, just us. Just never did.
It was fun as a kid. You're like, whoa, a balloon to... I mean, and then when they all go away, when they all get let off at once, it does look cool. It's a, you know, the sky's just covered in red.
Yeah. It ain't cool. I think it's the best when the wind's blowing. They put the balloons up and they hover for like 2 quarters.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always fun. When it's like really...
Right?
Yeah.
There's a lot more stuff to get upset about.
They're on the field and they get caught on the strings, you know, the camera.
There's a lot more things to get upset about than a balloon.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Or from both sides. Balloons, yes. Balloons, no. Who cares?
What's today's date?
5/24/22.
Today is the day we put to rest.
Balloons got canceled.
The red balloons. Yes, today is the day red balloons have been canceled.
Done forever.
By the environmentalists.
Killing another tradition of Nebraska.
What's next? Pete is going to come in and make us take the horseshoe down?
Yeah, probably. It was illegally obtained.
Yeah. Hung incorrectly.
We are terrible there.
Taking off a horse.
We're terrible and I love every bit of it.
Well, all right, another one.
Yeah.
Bites the dust.
What's the new tradition now?
Is that the first big tradition to kind of go... I
don't know. I mean...
We still got the tunnel walk.
The sellout streak was gone a long time ago, but it's still going.
Right? No, it's still going.
It still counts.
Still going. We listened to the university on that.
Trev did also go on to say in the show, he doesn't see the Big Ten eliminating divisions this upcoming season in light of the Pac-12 doing it, but he did say he is in favor of scrapping divisions and allowing the two best teams to play for the conference championship.
All right.
So he is on board with doing that.
Yep, and it made sense that all the other conferences are doing it. And honestly, I'm cool with it. I mean, what's the difference, really?
Sure.
You're taking the two best teams. No, I guess you're not. You're taking the two best teams.
Also, he did go and he talked about the transfer portal as well, and it's stuff that we've been saying, right? He spoke about it. They picked up, you know, obviously three defensive linemen in the recent week. He said, now the challenge, well, we've talked about it. Now the challenge is when you have so many different players from all over trying to bring them together, meld together a team and culture, because that's what's still very important. You can have great talent, but you've got to find a way to take that talent and put it into a system, learn the system, create some unity. Ooh, there's a word, unity amongst that locker room. I know our coach are excited about getting the opportunity to do that.
See it.
You know, I played that drop for a reason. Bill Moose would never had a quote like that ever, right?
Not without a drink in his hand.
Not even that. I mean,
no.
Like, that is so in touch.
He didn't know enough. He's very in touch.
You know, he knows football. He gets it. But I don't know. I just the differences between the two continue to show.
So he made great points about that. I think he's dead on with that. Before we go to break, also, yeah, a few little points. By the way, there is a 3-game ticket package that you can go out and buy right now.
Oh, really?
If you want to get to games.
Remember when they did that last year and everybody was freaking out?
Yeah. Oh, but don't freak out. There is a 3-game ticket package where a buyer can pick North Dakota or Georgia Southern in September and either Indiana or Illinois in October and choose from Minnesota or Wisconsin in November. Got to pick from September, October, November.
Mm.
Decent little package you can put. You probably
Can you pick the final 3 home games?
Well, you get, I don't know, is Wisconsin in the final 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. In Minnesota. So you could go combination. You could go like, all right, let's go Georgia Southern, Illinois, Wisconsin. Or, North Dakota, Indiana, Minnesota. Minnesota.
Who Dane Todd, by the way, remember he said North Dakota.
Yeah.
He's looking at that game.
They do, by the way, on HuskerOnline.com right now. They've been doing this all week, previewing the opponents. And what's one of the intriguing games we talked about was Minnesota, right? You can go in there right now and get the preview of that game. Trev did say there was a 90% renewal rate for Husker football season tickets right now.
Okay, that's a good number. 90%. So, yeah, that sounds good.
You got a good number. I mean,
we're not even to summer yet.
I'm surprised. Not surprised. Husker fans always show out. They're always going to show up. But
it's a drug. It's a drug we're addicted to that, you know, we could say we're going to be away. We could say we're not going to watch. But, man, when it happens, when that Saturday comes, we're going to be there.
He thanked the fans. He said roughly. So this is where we are. You remember we had the red carpet experience last year, which I know will continue for very helpful donors and stuff out there to buy tickets and get some kits to games from all over the state. He said roughly right now. Right now, if this is the case and it stays the same, we'll have roughly between 3,700 and 5,100 tickets to sell for a game, depending on that game.
Okay.
So that's your numbers right now. If you're like, all right, how's this going to work? How are we going to keep the sellout streak? Currently the state is 3,700 to 5,100 empty seats right now, depending on the game.
Look, that's positive right there. I'm actually impressed with that.
I like the transparency. He threw the number out.
Yeah.
He's like, here's where we're at. It's a good marketing strategy, by the way, to let you know.
Well, 90%.
But 92% there. But I'm saying the other flip side is saying, hey, by the way, Husker fans, if you're listening, we have 3,700 to 5,100 per game, depending on the game. You guys listening?
Yeah.
We need your help.
Start the
car. We need your help.
Or get on the internet. Buy tickets.
Hopefully the balloons don't discourage you from not coming.
Hey, that's another thing, too. They probably save a ton of money on not getting all these balloons in every day.
Sure.
Just I'm pointing out the positives, man.
Sure.
The economy's terrible, you know?
It is. And there's a lot of shortages. And I will say,
looking at how to cut corners.
I would also completely leave it at that, there's shortages everywhere with everything. And if it's helium, leave it at that. All the other crap, whatever. It's a helium shortage.
People need helium.
Would we still have balloons if there was helium, like, aplenty?
Yes, because...
Huh.
Yes, I think... No. No, I don't think we would.
Yeah, we would.
No, we wouldn't.
I bet you we would.
Because
anybody think I'm wrong?
There's two sides mad at us. There's the helium shortage and then the environmentalists that claim birds are eating the balloons.
He didn't talk about that. He talked about a helium shortage. We'd still have balloons if there was plenty of helium.
Hey, listen, that might be a cop-out, okay? There's definitely some people pressuring us from other sides.
Lots of helium. Balloons.
Let's create our own helium. I mean, I think we got engineers or scientists, whoever makes helium, you know, we got that over there.
We just got tired of hearing about it. Well, we got a helium shortage. Yeah, we do. Okay, good. No balloons. Maybe that's what it was.
No more balloons.
I better stop talking and we better take a break before I get myself out of this chair.
One more thing.
Okay.
I do think those tickets numbers, that's more than I thought. And I think that shows that people are excited for this football
team
next year.
They are. Transfers and all, man. It's definitely looking up. So, all right, hey, let's take a break. We'll flip it up, go to the hard court, and bring our guy, Jameson Welch, basketballnews.com.